Welcome to the Beard Group Corporate Restructuring Review for March 2012, brought to you by the editors of the Troubled Company Reporter and Troubled Company Prospector. In this month's Corporate Restructuring Review, we'll discuss five topics. First, last month's largest Chapter 11 filings and other statistics. Second, large Chapter 11 filings TCR editors anticipate in the near term. Third, a quick review of the major pending disputes in Chapter 11 cases that we monitor day by day. Fourth, reminders about debtors whose emergence from Chapter 11 has been delayed. And fifth, information you're unlikely to find elsewhere about new publicly traded securities being issued by Chapter 11 debtors. March 2012 Mega Cases. Now let's review the largest Chapter 11 cases in March 2012. Danilo Munoz reports that there were five companies that filed for Chapter 11 protection with assets in excess of $100 million in March 2012. The number of large Chapter 11 filings decreased compared to the previous 2 months. There were 9 mega filings in January and 8 in February. Mega bankruptcy filings continue to slide from previous years. During the first 3 months of 2011, there were 18 companies that filed for Chapter 11 with assets in excess of $100 million, or an average of 6 per month. During the first 3 months of 2011, there were 18 companies that filed for Chapter 11 with assets in excess of $100 million, or an average of 6 per month. During the first quarter of 2010, there were 34 mega filers, or an average of 10 per month. The largest Chapter 11 filing for March 2012 was filed by Bahrain-based Arqaeda Bank BSC, also known as First Islamic Investment Bank BSC, which filed for Chapter 11 protection on March 19, 2012, with the Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York in Manhattan. The Arqaeda Group owns assets valued at roughly US $3.06 billion and has liabilities of roughly US $2.55 billion. Arqaeda does not have the liquidity necessary to repay a $1.1 billion syndicated unsecured facility when it comes due on March 28, 2012. Founded in 1996, Arqaeda is a global manager of Sharia-compliant alternative investments and operates as an investment bank. Arqaeda is headquartered in Bahrain and is regulated under Islamic Wholesale Banking License issued by the Central Bank of Bahrain. The Arqaeda Group employs 268 people and has offices in Atlanta, London, Hong Kong, and Singapore, in addition to its Bahrain headquarters. The Arqaeda Group's principal activities include investing on its own account and providing investment opportunities to third-party investors in conformity with Islamic Sharia rules and principles. The Arqaeda Group currently has roughly US $7 billion in assets under management. The next largest Chapter 11 filing was by MF Global Holdings USA Inc., doing business as Farr Whitlock Dixon & Company Inc. and Man Group USA Inc. Holdings USA had aggregate assets and liabilities as of the quarterly period ended September 30, 2011, of roughly $501 million and $68 million, respectively. MF Global Holdings USA filed a Chapter 11 petition with the Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York in Manhattan on March 2, 2012, 6 months after parent MF Global Holdings Limited collapsed into bankruptcy. MF Global Holdings USA has its case jointly administered with the Chapter 11 cases of the prior debtors. MF Global Holdings USA provided administrative services to MF Limited and its domestic subsidiaries. These services include, but are not limited to, administration of certain benefits programs, payroll, and human resources processing. MF Limited and its domestic subsidiaries reimbursed Holdings USA for these services. Holdings USA incurs various costs, which are allocated to and reimbursed by MF Limited and its domestic subsidiaries. In addition, Holdings USA is the holding company for the majority of the U.S. subsidiaries of MF Global. The third largest Chapter 11 filing was by Contract Research Solutions, Inc., doing business as Cetero, a provider of early-phase clinical research services for pharmaceutical and biotechnology firms. The company filed a Chapter 11 petition on March 26th with the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware. Cetero plans to sell the business to first lien secured lenders in exchange for $50 million in debt, absent higher and better offers. First lien lenders have offered to exchange $50 million in secured debt and assume $30 million in liabilities to buy the assets. First lien lenders are also providing a $15 million loan to finance the Chapter 11 effort. The company listed total assets of $205 million and total debt of $248 million. Cetero said in a court filing that the liquidity squeeze and ensuing default declared by lenders resulted from the discovery that some data recorded by company employees may have been inaccurate. 8 months ago, The U.S. Food and Drug Administration issued a report questioning the validity of data provided by Sotero to clients. The FDA ordered retesting after finding hundreds of examples of faked research work over a five-year period at Sotero's Houston lab. The result was a liquidity squeeze and a default declared by senior lenders. Also, two companies filed for Chapter 11 protection in March that listed estimated assets and liabilities of between $100 million to $500 million, Kiowee Falls Investment Group LLC and Granite Dells Ranch Holdings LLC. Kiowee Falls Investment Group filed a Chapter 11 petition on March 2, 2012, with the Bankruptcy Court for the District of South Carolina. The Cliffs Communities, Inc. owns 100% of the shares. Scottsdale, Arizona-based Granite Dells Ranch Holdings LLC filed for Chapter 11 protection on March 13, 2012, with the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Arizona to stop foreclosure. Arizona Eco sued Granite Dells on March 6, asking the Arizona court to appoint a receiver. Arizona Eco is foreclosing on a secured loan backed by 15,000 acres of Arizona land. In addition to the Chapter 11 filings, two companies filed for Chapter 15 in March with assets in excess of $100 million. Tokyo-based Elpida Memory, Inc. and Singapore-based Humpus Sea Transport Pte. Ltd. Yuko Sakamoto, as foreign representative, filed a Chapter 15 petition for Elpida on March 19, 2012, with the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware. Mr. Sakamoto says the ongoing litigation in the U.S. will force Elpida to incur substantial costs and divert significant monetary and personnel resources from the Japan reorganization effort. Elpida has been named as a defendant or counterclaim defendant in a number of matters in which it is alleged that Elpida products infringe certain patents. The suits alleged that certain Elpida DRAM products infringe on patents held by the complaining parties. Cosimo Borelli and Jason Alexander Cardacci of the restructuring and forensic accounting firm Borelli Wash, the joint liquidators of Singapore-based Humpus Sea Transport, filed documents with the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York, seeking recognition of the winding-up proceeding initiated in the High Court of the Republic of Singapore. HST is a Singapore-based shipping company that operated a fleet of vessels. It ceased shipping at the end of 2009. In 2009, HST's books and records listed its assets at roughly US$182 million. There was no prepackaged bankruptcy filing out of the five bankruptcy megacases for March, compared to one each in January and February. For the 3 months of 2012, only two of the 22 megacases involved a prepacked Chapter 11 filing, or about 9% of the megacases. For 2011, 13 of the 82 megacases involved a prepackaged Chapter 11 plan as of the petition date, or about 16% of the large Chapter 11 filings. For fiscal year 2010, a total of 35 prepacked, prearranged cases were filed out of the 106 bankruptcy megacases, or about one in every three filings in 2010. Of the bankruptcy megacases in March, two were engaged in finance, while the remainder was engaged in research, real estate, and accommodation industries. For the first 3 months of 2012, the real estate industry leads the pack with three bankruptcy mega filings, followed by a four-way tie between the manufacturing, information, transportation, and finance industries, each with two bankruptcy mega filings apiece. During the month of March, two of the five mega cases were filed in the Southern District of New York, and one each in Delaware, Arizona, and the Northern District of Texas. For the first quarter of 2012, the Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York was the most favored venue for mega filers with seven, closely followed by Delaware with six. For 2011, the Delaware Bankruptcy Court continued to be favored by the bankruptcy mega cases with 38 filings, or 46% of the mega cases, followed by the Southern District of New York with 16 filings, or 19% of the mega cases, and by the Northern District of Texas with four filings, or 5% of the mega cases. The rest of the bankruptcy mega cases are spread evenly throughout the various bankruptcy courts. Lehman Brothers Holding Corp. remains the biggest corporate bust in history. Lehman, which filed in 2008, had $639 billion in total assets and $613 billion in total debts at the time of its filing. For 2011, the largest Chapter 11 filing was by MF Global Holdings Limited and its affiliates. As of September 30, 2011, MF Global had $41.05 billion in total assets and $39.68 billion in total liabilities. That concludes Part 1 of the report. The report continues in Part 2.